People's frustrations with the system's inadequacy for coping with the large number of long-term, even second-generation homeless people in our county came to the point of a direct personal confrontation once again yesterday in Redway, California. For background, the problem of homelessness in the United States is so significant that the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights has sent two envoys to the United States in the last few months to explore the issue. The United Nations website cites housing as a human right under Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The website reads, "Increasingly viewed as a commodity, housing is most importantly a human right. Under international law, to be adequately housed means having secure tenure, not having to worry about being evicted or having your home or lands taken away. The key to ensuring adequate housing is the implementation of this human right through appropriate government policy and programs, including national housing strategies," end quote. The most recent visit by the United Nations was in January of this year by Leilani Farha, a UN Special Rapporteur on Housing, who concentrated specifically on housing and homelessness issues in California. The Guardian America reported that in San Francisco, California, there are about 7,500 homeless people. Farha was asked why she didn't see homelessness as a product of their individual human frailty. Farha responded, quote, "If I turned to San Francisco and there were 100 or so people who were homeless, I might say, this is probably about psychological disability, drug dependence, a history of sexual abuse in their childhood, or something like that. I might be able to say that it is very individualized. But when you're seeing the numbers of people who are homeless here and in every other city, you just know it's structural." Meanwhile, as the numbers of homeless continue to climb nationwide in the United States, the challenges are difficult to grapple with at the neighborhood level, where it impacts businesses and families daily. Southern Humboldt has been arguing about how to best respond to its homeless population for at least a decade now. Locally, some people want to provide aid and comfort to their homeless neighbors, but many others feel that doing so encourages poorly behaving people to congregate in any area where such help is provided. Yesterday, Thursday the 15th of February, about 20 business owners, neighbors, and community members angrily confronted a small group of citizens headed by Paul Ensimer, who want to provide donated food and clothes to low-income people and homeless people out of the former St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Redway.
"I am determined to help vulnerable people. I want to give them food, clothing. I want to give them mail service. I want to give them access to phone. You have to learn humanity. You have to learn not to judge people and not to be afraid of people. We have to move from fear into something better than fear."
However, the most recent tenants before Ensimer have left a feeling of trauma in the neighborhood. They report loud fighting at all hours of the night, barking menacing dogs, and a general feeling of a tweaker vibe.
"I lived through this last year with the people that are still the people that are going to be coming. And it was really scary. I've got me and my girlfriend living in the house by ourselves there. We had to install cameras. We had to, you know, people were jumping our fences. They were fighting all night. The dogs were going crazy. It was quite scary."
"The people that were squatting here are gone, okay? Now you're welcoming them back with food.
With food.
And then you're going to lock them out at night.
That were squatting here that are going to come here for your services. The exact same people."
Bookkeeper Patty Butler will not tolerate the idea.
"To live on the street, I have to pick up garbage. I have to pick up their human waste. I have a security system on my building. Now I have an electric entry door on my building because people choose to come and harass me at my place of business. I'm no different than anybody else on the block. And I'm just telling you, I am adamantly opposed to this, and I'll make sure you do not open this."
Ensimer reminds the group of the global nature of the homeless issue and says Southern Humboldt is not alone in dealing with a growing number of homeless people.
"This is caused everywhere in this country. It's happening. This very thing is happening everywhere. Go to any city, any place. Go to Iowa. Go to Iowa. There's people having this problem. Why is that? Well, let's not talk about that, but that's why it's happening. Not because I'm a bad guy trying to bring bad people into your community, because the system is broken. You cannot give, you're not giving, it's not a question of giving some poor bum like me a place to stay. You can't give people who work in the school district a place to stay. You can't give people who work in the hospital a place to stay. There are no homes here. So people that work here have to live in Fortuna.
Ensimer feels he and his group can be of help to the neighbors because they know the people and their dogs individually. Ensimer says he wants to work cooperatively with the neighbors, but the protesters said they want Ensimer to take the homeless to his house at night.
It's going to benefit your community.
No,
because
it's not.
I know who people are. I know everybody. When they come in, I know they're new. The whole point of this is I'm here as an agent, not just for the people that are at risk. I'm as much for you as anybody else. I'm a bad way person.
Let's do this by your house.
Yes.
And one lady said that the county has everything the homeless need and that Ensimer and his group are not needed.
And there's not much we can do about that. All we can do about that is kind of give them some kind of an embrace and say, I wish something could happen for you.
The embrace comes from the county help. They can go to Garberville. No, yeah. They can go to Garberville and get food stamps, they can get cash aid, they can get help with their electric bill. They don't need this welcoming them into this place and then you lock them out at night for us to deal with. It's not right.
A different neighbor had a more nuanced view of the issue.
You know what, the difference is there's good homeless that are unfortunate, and then there's the other ones that are drug addicted and a little crazy and quite scary. So who's going to make sure that you're helping the good homeless and not the bad ones that are come here and they start fights with other people and they just do wrong?
Supervisor Estelle Fennell, in an interview Friday morning, says homelessness is a bigger issue than the county can solve at this time.
The county can't solve all the homeless people's needs. There's just no question about that. The county has the resources to deal with the issues that homeless people face in terms of, you know, we've got mental health professionals, we've got drug counselors, we have an avenue to Section 8 housing, we've got help for families. You know, there's all the various issues that homeless people deal with that the county has services for.
However, she also says,
we actually are at this very moment looking at a new approach, and I'm on an ad hoc committee that is looking to form a task force. It's actually, the official name of it is Committee on Housing, for the Housing Trust Fund and Homelessness Solutions.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.